Hi, welcome to Talk Chinese. My name is Xiaolan. Today, we are going to learn something very useful. Where? We have Jessie from Transition. Hi, Jessie.
Hi, Xiaolan.
你好。Yeah, where are you?
I'm in the studio in London right now.
Right, okay, where? 你在哪里?
Where are you?
Where are you? 你在哪里?
你在哪里? Very useful.
Yeah, 你在哪里?
你在哪里?
Yeah, so 哪里 means where. So 你在哪里? You situated where? Basically, that's the structure of the sentence.
Okay. Yes.
So where are you? And in English, they swap the sequence a little bit.
That's right. Yeah, the grammar is slightly different, but the same words.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So 哪里 is where.
Okay.
哪里?
Yeah,
the first word, 哪, is a third tone, so it's quite important. We go down first and then up, and we can emphasize it and take our time. 哪? It's like a N-A, 哪? And the second word, 里?
Third tone as well?
A third tone.
Right, 哪里?
So when we put two third tones together, you can see the first third tone is softened a little bit.
Yep.
So 哪里 or 哪里 could sound a little bit like second tone or the hybrid between the second tone and the third tone.
Yes.
哪里? Yeah. So 哪里, that means where. So for example, if I ask you, hey, Jesse, please come over. And you can say, what? Where? 哪里? You can ask that, or you can say...
So it's a question word as well. It's in, because I know we've got our spoken question mark, which is
yes. Map.
So this word is a question word by itself as well, is that right?
It is, by itself.
Good,
so,
okay.
And you can add another question word, such as 哪里呢?
Okay.
呢 is another spoken question mark.
Right.
Ma is one.
Yep.
And 呢 is one. And again, which is which, when you use which one is the convention.
Okay.
And there's no right or wrong.
Right.
And so you can say 哪里呢?
哪里呢?
Yeah, that's a question mark. Or you can say just 哪里? And the how you say it, that already is a question mark.
So in English, it's the same as saying where or where is that?
Exactly.
Exactly the same meaning.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then just to make sure you don't use the fourth tone. So when you say 哪里?
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 That means there.
Okay.
So it's not the question mark. It's there, period.
Over there.
Yeah. So when I say 哪里?
Yeah.
And you can say 哪里? So the, okay, you got
great
it?
Great tone practice.
Yeah. 哪里? 哪里?
So you just said where? Over there.
That's right.
哪里? 哪里?
哪里? 哪里?
哪里? 哪里?
Yeah, 哪里? 哪里? So 哪里 is a question.
Mm.
And 哪里 is not a question. It's the definite answer. Say there.
Yes.
哪里? 哪里?
哪里? 哪里?
Yeah, so let's just practice the fourth tone then. 哪, 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 哪.
哪, 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 哪.
哪. 哪, 哪, 哪.
哪, 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 哪.
Yep. And 哪 as the first one, there are not many characters using 哪 as the first tone.
Okay.
But the second tone, 哪.
哪.
Second tone is quite useful. That means to take something.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, 哪.
哪.
You hold something.
Yeah, in your hand.
Yeah, in your hand.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a hand character in the bottom.
Oh,
so that means your hand to reach out to something and then take it, bring it over.
Yep.
哪.
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 哪 is the third tone. That means it's a question, basically. 哪个, for example. Which one?
哪.
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 And to say, okay, which one, we say 哪个. 个 is the major word. So 哪个.
哪个?
Yeah, and then you can say 哪个人, which person? 人 is person.
Okay.
Which major word? Person. 哪个人?
哪个人?
哪辆车?
哪辆车?
Yeah, 车 is the car. 辆 is the major word for car. So 哪辆车, which car?
哪辆车?
And then which fish? 哪条鱼?
哪条鱼?
鱼 is fish. 条 is the major word for fish. So 哪条鱼?
哪条鱼?
哪本书? Which book? 书 is the book. 本 is the major word for books. So 哪本书?
哪本书?
哪部电影?
哪部电影?
电影 is the movie. And 部 is the major word for movies.
Okay.
哪部电影?
哪部电影?
You see? Then now we get a pattern. And
yes.
don't worry if you don't remember book or the major word. Just get the concept that in Chinese language, if some object is right there, normally
yeah.
there's a major word
yep.
to match it. A person, we say 个, and a fish, we say 条.
条.
Yeah. Or if that's a dog, we say 只.
只.
Yeah, that's a major word. And if that's a book, we say 本.
本.
For the shop, sometimes we say 哪一家. 家 is home.
That's the major word for shop, right?
Yeah, major word okay. for shops. And 个 is less human. And then 哪一家,
okay.
you sort of imagine, oh yeah, it's a building and then with people inside.
Right.
And it's more human.
That's wow. So the measure words give a feeling
yeah.
about something.
It does.
That's really interesting.
Yeah. So when you say dog, yeah, you can say 一条狗.
一条狗.
Or 一只狗.
一只狗.
Yeah, personally, I like 只 because I uh-huh. feel like this dog is more personal.
Right.
And then 一条狗, that's a string of dog. basically, the direct translation of it is sort of making the dog as like a lifeless object.
Okay.
Yeah.
So in English, maybe you'd say there's a school of fish, or you have a flock of sheep, or you have... So there's all these different words to
That's
describe
right.
the group of animals. So.
Exactly, exactly.
Ah, okay. If we use that vocabulary, say, 哪辆车?
Mm-hmm.
在哪里?
Where's your car? 在哪里? 在... Yeah, 你的车在哪里?
你的车在哪里?
Yeah, where is your car? 你的 is your.
Right.
车 is a car.
Yeah.
在, situated, 哪里? 你的车在哪里?
你的车在哪里?
Yeah. 你的人在哪里?
Oh, yeah, that's a good one as well.
Yeah.
I often
your
get asked
person, that.
That
means you, actually. yeah, it's just a convention. You can say 你在哪里, that's the same thing.
Yeah.
你的人 means your body.
Yes.
Your body and soul. Where is your body and soul? yeah. 你的人在哪里?
我在这里.
Yeah, or if on the phone, for example, you can FaceTime your children and say, hey, 你在哪里?
Ah, okay.
So you are on the phone with them,
yeah.
but they could be in the zoo somewhere or in the on the way home from the classroom. Okay,
yeah.
so yeah, that's a legitimate question. 你在哪里?
你在哪里?
我在这里.
我在这里.
Yeah, where? 我在家.
我在家.
我 is I. 在 situated.
Yep.
家 is home. I am at home. 你在哪里? 我在家.
我在家.
Yeah. And sometimes when I ask my friends, 你在哪里? That means which country are they? Because they are frequent travelers. And they say, oh,
yeah.
oh, I'm in America. 我在美国.
Uh-huh. 我在美国.
Yeah, I'm in America. Or 我在日本.
我在日本.
I'm in Japan.
Yep.
Or 我在英国.
我在英国.
I'm in England.
Yes.
Okay, so 在哪里, it's very useful.
Can you use it with, like, where is my something?
Yeah, 我的吉他在哪里, 我的, my, guitar, 吉他, 在哪里, 我的吉他在哪里, how would I know? You lost your guitar? yeah, or the kids may say, Mom, where are my socks?
Yes.
They ask that every morning. 我的袜子在哪里?
我的袜子在哪里?
Yeah, if you remember, we have the socks, red socks episode. 袜子.
袜子.
袜子 means socks. Where are my socks? Right. Okay. Today we talk about where, 哪里. To say there, we say 哪里. And it's very useful. We can ask, where are you? 你在哪里. Thank you, Jessie, for joining us. Please don't forget to review us, rate us, and share what you have learned. 再见.
再见.